T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Over the last several months, we've had a number of folks who have come on the air to talk about Virginia Military Institute. I appreciated the fact that Ian Shapira, who was writing these stories about VMI in the Washington Post, was willing to come on. I challenged him on some of the assertions he was making in his stories, and to his credit, he took us up on being on the air. I've been less successful at having contemporary leaders at VMI come on the air, and I do want to make it clear, because I know that they listen to these segments, that if VMI, the leader of VMI, whether it's in communications or someone else in the administration of VMI, wants to come on and offer a counter narrative here, I will give you the airtime to do that. So I just want to make sure that everybody understands this is not an effort. I'm hostile to what's happening at VMI, obviously, just to be completely candid. But if I'm getting something wrong, or if VMI leadership would like to push back, I would be happy to have you on the air to do that. Carmen Villani attended VMI class of 76, if I remember correctly, and Carmen's back with us this morning to talk about critical race theory and how all the discussion about critical race theory not being a part of the VMI experience now seems to not be correct. Good morning, Carmen. How are you?
Good morning, John. Doing fine. Thank you once again for allowing me the opportunity. And like yourself, I'm hostile as well to what's happening at VMI.
Yeah, it's good to just be upfront about what we're doing here. But tell me what you all have uncovered, because now there's documentation that can be examined and material that's being distributed within the VMI community that kind of betrays some of what we've been told, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly right, John. The Virginia voters sent a very clear message back in November that we need to cease and desist, or I should say, I'm a resident now of Texas, that they need to cease and desist with these quote-unquote inherently divisive concepts. Mm-hmm. And since the Youngkin administration has taken office, I've been trying to be patient. I understand they have a lot on their plate, but I've been extremely disappointed, especially with the attorney general and to a much lesser extent, the governor, especially what I heard about last week with regard to the Board of Visitors Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Committee giving a briefing there, which I found once again supports the notion that critical race theory has, in fact, entered the realm of VMI. In March of this year, a petition was put forth in which over 1,100 people supported that position, laying out the case for why there is the belief that CRT has entered into the realm of VMI. And one of the points that was called for was to put a hold on contracts as it pertains to developing a DEI training program going forward there. And one of the particular consulting firms that was mentioned was New Point Strategies. Now, the irony of all that is the fact that just a couple of weeks ago, there was as I'm sure you may be familiar with, a lawsuit that was put forth in the initial attempt to award going to New Point Strategies. Because if you go to their website, clearly, I think you conclude it's all critical race theory driven. Now, the lawsuit finally had a hearing a couple of weeks ago, and in that hearing, a member from the Attorney General's office was defending VMI essentially to keep New Point Strategies there on the path to develop this DEI training. Mm-hmm. Now, they were given a mandate to cease and desist with these inherently divisive contracts. And now here a member of the Attorney General's office is defending VMI to go forward with having New Point Strategies develop a inclusive excellence training program, or DEI training program. I call it a critical race theory indoctrination program going forward. So there has been 8 efforts to reach out to the Attorney General's office, 8. And most recently, a PowerPoint presentation was provided to his office, outlined once again the case for critical race theory at VMI. Once again, not even so much as an acknowledgement. And that is extremely disappointing, because that doesn't reflect leadership to me.
Hmm. So no response from Jason Miaris or anybody on his staff. That is surprising to me. I think we've got him scheduled to come on the air in the next couple of weeks. So I will certainly ask when he comes on about this, because I do agree with you. I think that the voters who elected him and who elected Glenn Youngkin and Winsome Sears were making a statement that they don't want this in Virginia institutions, including VMI. And it would be odd. I think Ralph Northam, since he was a VMI man, shockingly, decided, hey, I'm going to take over this institution. I'm going to purge everybody who was there that I don't like, and I'm going to reestablish VMI as a premier institution of critical race theory and diversity, inclusion, and equity, the DIE concept, which ironically will probably kill most of the institutions in Virginia. And I would think that the governor and all the elected officials, Republican elected officials, would pay close attention to vanquishing those people. I mean, there is a time where you've got to say, hey, you're left over from the old administration. I know you were brought in to do what they wanted to do, but we're doing a 180 here and you're out. And I'm puzzled as to why they're not being more aggressive about that.
Well, you know, and you raise another good point, John, in the state legislature. I mean, they made it very clear when they awarded the $3.7 million that, you know, there was a lot of concern about funding these DEI initiatives that have been proposed at VMI. And the VMI spokesman came out in a Washington Post article, and what did he say? He expressed gratitude for the funding that was given, but the funding that was wanting to be provided to the chief diversity office was denied by the state legislature. And so what did he say? Well, we're going to find another way to fund it, essentially.
Yeah.
So
the election didn't count for them.
Yeah, exactly. The election didn't count. So it's almost, you could view that as, you know, they're snubbing their nose at this mandate is to cease and desist with these inherently divisive concepts.
What has been the reaction from alums? I mean, your class of 1976, are there people who are running up into the 90s and 2000s who were also as concerned? I mean, I think you raise very legitimate concerns, but I'm often told by younger people, it's kind of shocking to me that 51 is old now, but that I've got old mindsets, old attitudes that aren't relevant to today, and I need to step aside and let other people take over, which I'm not willing to do. But what do you have alums in the generations that are most recently matriculated out of VMI who also share your concerns?
Yes, John. I'll give you an example. I don't know if you recall, but there was concern with regard to the April 9th meeting for the Alumni Association board to elect new board of directors. I was in attendance. I drove all the way up from Texas. And while I was there, there were alumni from the class of 2021 very concerned with the narrative, the lack of transparency coming from the Alumni Association. Mm-hmm. So yes, I mean it is across the spectrum. The challenge we have is we're unable to reach out to all the alumni like the Alumni Association has with their ability with their email list. So, you know, we have a real challenge of reaching out to fellow alumni. But, you know, again, that petition, there were hundreds of alumni, and they weren't all from my era. There were, yeah. you know, alumni from even, you know, as late as 2021, if I recall correctly. Yeah. So it does, you know, go across the spectrum of alumni. And again, you know, what was revealed in the April 9th meeting, there's real division. I mean, you can find alumni that will really support what is going on at VMI, but there are also alumni that are very much opposed to what's going on at VMI. I talk to many of them on a fairly regular basis.
Well, when Jason Miaris joins us, I make sure that this is one of the first questions I ask him about, because I want to be fair to him. I want to hear what the deal is. Adam's telling me in my ear, what's the answer here, Adam? He's when?
Thursday, 7:35.
Oh, Thursday of this week. I thought it was this week. All right, so we will make sure we ask Jason Miaris about that, Carmen. I appreciate you coming on and pushing back. If people want to get a hold of you to join in your effort to stop this radicalization of racists, kind of the new breed of racists in America at VMI, how can they reach you?
Well, you know, I would just kind of say for alumni that there's a firewall where you can actually go to our ranks and you can look up my name and you can see all my contact information that way.
Okay.
And then I participate in a VMI Facebook page, and people can reach out to me through that way.
Good. Yeah. Well, we have a lot of VMI people.
I am on Facebook.
A lot of people who are VMI connected who listen to this program, and I'm sure they share some of the concerns you do. Carmen Villani from VMI class of 76, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.